We forget that Hulley won a cup. He won two cups. He won in Dallas and Detroit. And I don't even know if he celebrated as hard as he did for the Blues.
I don't think he did. He clearly has more of a connection to St. Louis.
Well, he does. He's a
like
god.
Like, that's
there.
His team.
He's a flat-out god there, for sure. But still.
This is what went down. He wasn't on the team. He wasn't on the bench. He wasn't in management.
No.
He was just an alumni who happened to show up at a bunch of games.
Brett Hull.
Instead of saying, let's go Blues, we're going to say, we went Blues. We went Blues.
Sorry, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Glory, Gloria! 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 I think I got your number! Gloria!
There he is. Brett Hull.
I wanted to be there.
I need to party like that. Yeah. Once in my life. I feel like I've had some pretty good times.
We've all had times.
But I haven't had a time like that. I haven't created a new saying that doesn't make sense.
No, but I think they still chant it in St. Louis. You never know.
You think people just yell that at him? Hey, Hulley, we went.
We went Blues.
I'll bet you.
We went Blues!
If I'm getting captain chants at the Scotiabank Arena.
There's got to be a t-shirt that says, we went Blues.
Yeah.
For sure.
There has to be.
I would think.
Doing a huge disservice to Brett Hull and his greatness. He's up there with a... like a Bud Light, too. Drinking beer up there.
Well, of course. I mean, Budweiser, the factory's right there in St. Louis.
That's like the home, right?
Yes.
Like, do you have to drink exclusively Bud?
I drink vodka, but when I drink beer, I drink Budweiser or Coors Light.
But in St. Louis,
In St. Louis, I don't even know if they serve another beer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know in Halifax, that's Alexander Keith.
Yeah.
You can't find anything else.
Yeah, so you just...
like, it's just everywhere you go, Alexander Keith.
Budweiser is everywhere in St. Louis.
All right, well, we got a guy on the line who's doing radio down there in St. Louis. Your former teammate.
Yes, good friend of mine.
Former St. Louis Blue. Here is Jamie Rivers joining us here on Overdrive. Is that true that you can only find Budweiser in St. Louis, or can other brands be found down there?
There's other brands, but you got to look long and hard, because if there is a Budweiser available, I probably tried to consume it twice.
Right. Were you at the parade when Hull was up there?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hully, the alumni were great. The Blues were great about it. The alumni got together before the parade started, and we had a little chit-chat and started having some beers. And Hully was... he had a slight lead on everybody before we got started. And then when the parade was over, you know, we'd sat around a while, and as great as the footage is of all the players running around and doing their thing, and it was pretty amazing. Well, it got boring down near the stage where, you know, the alumni and everybody else was, like, waiting. So literally, like the internet meme, you know, Hully was like, here, hold my beer. And just decided that, you know, he was about to go Blues up there for us.
He went Blues.
Was he even supposed to make a speech, or did he just go up and decide to make one?
No, Noodles, I'm not joking when I say he literally turned to me. We were standing there. It was like, hold my beer. And went up on stage because he was bored. And that was it. And the rest was off the cuff. And then when he came off the stage, he looks at me, and you know, Hully, he's just so amazing. He's so funny. He comes back and he's like, we went Blues. He's like, let him figure that one out. And that was it. That was the joke. Like, but he'd done his job, because by then everybody was down there and listening and ready to go on the stage. So he was the opening act, and he did his job well.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we just said that. We want to have one big night where we create a saying that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then you know you had yourself a great afternoon. And that's pretty much what Brett Hull established.
Well, he's the man here, right? Like, you know, anything he does turns to gold, literally. And now, you know, we went Blues will be probably etched in somebody's, like, gravestone somewhere before we're done with this.
With Jamie Rivers, how's the city feeling about the team's chances of doubling down here and going on another cup run this year?
Well, you know what's crazy, guys, is that it's the same, almost the same roster as they had last year. And, I mean, that's so rare in today's NHL with the salary cap and trying to retain core guys and all those factors that come into it, that everybody's feeling, you know, strong towards the possibility, anyways, of a repeat. If not a repeat, at least going deep into the playoff run again this year. So, you know, and with Chief behind the bench and the job he's done, and with the buy-in that he's got from what I would consider the leadership core, that, you know, it's not impossible. I mean, they are. They're built deep. From top to bottom, that roster is as good as any I've seen.
Rivs, is are you an insider now? We're kind of checking out your Twitter account there, and what was your Spidey sense tweeting out?
Well, what's funny about that, guys, is I was tweeting that out this morning. I got up, and, you know, I was like, I got a feeling that they're in Toronto, Petro. You know, what a great time that would be for him to nail an extension. So I just wrote on Twitter, like, first of all, like, who's really paying attention to me? And, you know, I wrote in there in jest, too, that I may be guzzling Bud Lights. But apparently the guzzling of Bud Light got overlooked, and people think I'm Bob McKenzie now, and I'm breaking stories out here.
So
Yeah, I mean, you take your shot, right? If you miss, it's a miss. But if you nail it, man, you're a hero.
That's a pretty good point. I mean, I swear there's a lot of people that do that anyway. And then you just take credit. Like, if Petrangelo signs, you own it. You broke it.
Oh, you better believe it.
Well, do you think that, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't sign him, but if you take a look at that right side now, where does he fit in? Because, I mean, if he's your best defenseman, I mean, would you say Parayko's right there? I think he's a fantastic player. And then you go and get Falk and extend him. I think he's at 6.5, and Parayko's at 5-something. And, you know, if you have Petrangelo, to me, the number's got to start with an 8 or maybe even a 9. He's that good. So I don't. Can you even figure out an extension for him?
Well, that's the hard part, right? Because if Alex Petrangelo goes on the open market for some reason, you guys know as well as I do that, like, that number is going to be like a 9, 10, and depending on the team, like, who knows if he gets a bidding war going. I mean, a right-handed shot defenseman that plays 25 minutes a game and is captain to Stanley Cup championship, like, those guys are pretty valuable. And for it to work out here in St. Louis, then there's going to have to be some bend on both sides. You know, Alex Petrangelo is probably going to have to go with a little hometown discount, and maybe Doug Armstrong's going to have to add a year or two to the term to make it, you know, enticing for Alex. But it is a crowded right side. That's why Craig Berube has tried to kind of tinker a little bit with playing Petro on the left side with Justin Falk. And, you know, they did one game like that. And the next game, they made a rotation, a change. Bortuzzo comes out. Gunnarsson goes in. Petro goes back to the right side. So ultimately, you know, I don't know if there's cap space in the future for all this to happen or if there's enough minutes in a game for all these guys to play. But I do think that retaining Alex Petrangelo would be an amazing move by the St. Louis Blues. He really has got a lot of credibility in that locker room. And, you know, having been the captain of that team last year and everything they went through, like, it's pretty hard to put a price tag on what kind of experience that guy has now. So I think they're all going to have to get really creative with it. And I think at the end of the day, it boils down to whether Alex Petrangelo wants to stay a St. Louis Blue or if he'd like to test the waters.
With former NHLer and ESPN radio host down in St. Louis, Jamie Rivers, Jordan Binnington, this time last year, not many people had heard of him. No. Like, Noodles, you probably knew him, but there were a lot of people in the hockey world that had no idea who this guy was. And then all of a sudden, he's lights out. And Ryan O'Reilly was a great pick for the Conn Smythe, but I think my pick would have gone to Jordan Binnington. And when you do that in such a short span and you go on a cup run the way he did, how do you possibly top that? I mean, is there any pressure on Binnington in St. Louis?
Well, you know, it's so funny because this guy, like you said, he's come out of nowhere pretty much to the average hockey person. He's come out of nowhere, made this incredible run, and then was this personality too, where literally, you can't rattle me type guy. You know, he's the guy wearing the shades at the NHL Awards. And it's just kind of funny how his persona has developed over the course of this amazing run that he's had. But at the end of the day, guys, and Noodles, you know this, like he's still, it's a pretty small sample size of work right. that he has under his belt. And so there's going to be skeptics for sure. And I think at the end of it, though, guys, Jordan Binnington is the right personality for this scenario, because a lot of other guys, and Noodles, of course, you can speak to the position better than I can, but a lot of other guys would feel that every time a puck went in this year, that they'd be worried that, well, people think, it, you know, oh, well, last year was a fluke, or maybe I'm not as good as I was last year, or, you know, all these question marks would pop up in maybe certain guys' heads that are different personalities. But I think Jordan Binnington, like, I think he firmly believes, like, he should have been here 5 years ago, and that this was just the thing that was waiting to happen, and that he's basically unbeatable. And that's going to bode well for him. He's looked pretty good in the first couple of games. He's solid. The guys, you know, respect his work ethic and practice. He's done a lot of things the right way, showed up to camp in great shape and with a great attitude. So I don't think there's going to be any drop-off this year. In fact, I think it'll probably be somewhat the same. And with Jake Allen around here, you know, the Blues really have a nice luxury of spotting Jake in for, you know, 20 to 30 games if they really want to. If they want to make sure that Jordan Binnington stays fresh and available, they have a guy that can carry what I would say is 20 to 30 games.
Now, I was telling Brian off air that I didn't handle the puck very well as a player or as a goaltender. And by accident, one night in the minors, I gave you six stitches between the eyes. Trying to fire the puck.
You say it was by accident, but I'm you know, I'm starting to wonder, because that had some heat on it, Noodles. You hit me right between the eyes, too.
I was trying to score a goal, and Jamie skated right in the middle of it, and I hit him.
Collateral damage.
Collateral damage.
Shouldn't have been standing
I never
there. That's
tried to score a goal in an empty net ever again because of that. But I will say, Rivs got called up that night. I think they just wanted to get him away from me.
A sympathy call.
Well, let's really talk honesty here. I've seen Noodles handle the puck, and I thought to myself, there's no way he's going to go for the empty netter. He can barely get it to the blue line.
Exactly.
And then, he, you know, he showed me. He put it right between my eyes at about 35, 40 miles an hour.
Felt
pretty
zippers.
Good, but that's all right.
Yeah, you're good, man. You guys made it in the end.
There we go.
You got out of there at some point. great catching up with you, Jamie. Really appreciate you doing this for us.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate you having me.
There's Jamie Rivers from ESPN Radio down in St. Louis, and former teammate of yourself,
yeah,
down in St. Louis, hanging out with Brett Hull.